The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
Another Friday night, and you know what that means. It's high school basketball here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed into 92.1 KMZA Seneca for a Twin Valley League showdown tonight from Centralia as the Panthers play host to the Wildcats of Frankfort. Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. For more information, Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for joining us for the double dip of TBL basketball here tonight as Centralia plays host to Frankfort with the girls game coming up in just a few minutes, and then the boys contest will follow. And then all the action tonight on Kansaland Radio, it follows with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, getting you caught up on all the area games here in Northeast Kansas, from the TBL to the Big 7 to the Northeast Kansas League. We'll have you covered tonight once again. Best coverage here in Northeast Kansas for high school basketball on Friday nights. So let's get you set for this one as we now transition into the starting lineups for the girls contest. Centralia still undefeated. Number 2 in 1A D1, a perfect 13-0. They get a Frankfort team that's won 4 of 5 and 5 of their last 7. This Lady Wildcats team now 9-4 and 2-4. In TBL play. So we got two good ones tonight. Let's dive into the starting lineups for this one, and we start with the road team in Frankfort. It is Kayla Cornelison, a 5'6 senior. Also in the backcourt, Emma Hardwick, a 5'6 sophomore. In the front court, Taryn Parthamer is a 5'7 junior. Hattie Gross and Lexi Dollinghouse rounding things out, a pair of 5'9 sophomores in the front court. So again, for head coach Brian Everts, it's Cornelison, Hardwick, Parthamer, Gross, and Dollinghouse. For Roger Holthaus in his 13th season, head coach of Centralia, the undefeated Panthers will rock this starting lineup once again. Lena Haberkamp, a 5'5 junior. Joining the backcourt, Jaden Wells, a 5'6 junior. And then also in the backcourt, Abby Flinty, a 5'5 senior. In the front court, Owen and Avery Dieters. Avery, a 5'8 senior. Owen, a 5'8 freshman who right now is averaging 18 points per game. So again, for Roger Holthaus's crew, it's been fairly much the same all season with Haberkamp, Wells, Dieters, and Flinty. White uniforms for the home Panthers, all red uniforms for the visiting Wildcats, as we got another busy night of high school hoops across our great landscape and airwaves here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Panthers coming off a win Tuesday night against 4A number 6 Rock Creek. That was at Rock Creek, and Panthers had to fight and claw, but they got it done to stay unbeaten 36-32. Frankfort, a TBL win against Blue Valley. That final was 54-24. And this is a Wildcats team that's won 4 of 5 and 5 of their last 7. And placed 5th in the TBL tournament this season. Of course, the Panthers winning the tournament without a loss to their mark so far this season. So it will be Dollinghouse against Avery Dieters. Panthers will go left to right. Frankfort from right to left. The tip is up and controlled into the backcourt. And the Panthers will have the opening possession here tonight. This is the first game between these two this season. Frankfort won the matchup last season 53-40. They go inside. Haberkamp shot up. Good movement. And a good pass by Avery Dieters inside to Lena Haberkamp. And our first foul, 19 seconds in. They'll get this one on Parthamer. And Haberkamp, you know, it said it's going to be on the floor, so no free throws for Haberkamp. So Panthers will reset here in the half court. Haberkamp at the free throw line. Get it up top to Flinty. Now right side pass to Owen Dieters, averaging 18 points and nearly 7 rebounds a game. She gets underneath the bucket, swings it high left to Haberkamp, who cuts through. Now Flinty at the top of the key. She'll fire a deep three, and just like that, it's Abby Flinty with a deep-range three, giving the Panthers an early 3-0 lead 45 seconds into the game. Now Frankfurt coming off a win against Blue Valley. They're 9-5. Get their first possession here in the half court. This is Cornelison between the rings out high. Left side pass to Parthamer on the wing. Goes up top to Gross. Looks right. Fakes that way. Now puts it on the dribble left. And hands it back to the top of the key with Emma Hardwick. 3-0 Panthers over a minute into the game. Appreciate all the great sponsors and our listeners out there. Every night we have high school hoops. And just like that, a quick response. Kayla Cornelison ties it with a straight on three. And it's 3-3 as we're under 6.5 minutes to go here in the first. There's a deflected pass out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touched by Avery Dieters. And a turnover by the Panthers will give it back to Frankfurt. Over 90 seconds into this first quarter, and we're tied 3-3. And it's been a heck of a ride so far for the Panthers, undefeated, 13-0 so far. They won the TVL tournament, number two ranking this week in 1-8-D1. There's a missed shot inside and a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. This one, I believe, against Avery Dieters. And it is. It's the first foul against Centralia. So Frankfurt set to throw it in underneath their own bucket. Hardwick, left side of her own backboard, bounces it to Cornelison, who tries another three. Not there this time, and a rebound for Centralia. Avery Dieters collects, gets it up to her sister Owen. Right side on the wing, now wants to drive, and it's going to be a blocking foul and two free throws coming up for Owen Dieters. Second foul against Frankfurt here in the first couple of minutes, and it's going to be the second against Parthamer. So 2 minutes into the ball game, we're tied at three. Owen Dieters to shoot two. First free throw off, no good. She is a 48% free throw shooter. Centralia as a team, 60%. We're tied at 3, 6:01 left here in the first quarter. Owen Dieters, the freshman, averaging 18 points and nearly 7 rebounds per game this season. Owen goes 1-for-2, gives Centralia a 4-3 lead. Still early portions of the first quarter. Both of these teams, very familiar in terms of roster structure. They don't have a lot of size. It's a lot of guard play. And both can do it very well. And then Frankfurt trying to work it inside, and that one gets away and out of bounds. So it's the first turnover by Frankfurt. We'll give it back to Centralia at under 5:40 left here in the first. 4-3, Panthers lead with the ball. Here is Owen Dieters in the right corner, holds it high, has the dribble, wants to step back, and picks up the dribble prematurely. Good defense by Gross. Wells up top to Flinty, working towards the elbow, hands it off to Owen on a curl, wants to go all the way inside, layup good with the left hand. Owen Dieters, first field goal for her, she's got three. That's the lead for Centralia, 6-3, not quite 3 minutes in, and there's a traveling call against Emma Hardwick as she crossed the timeline. Second turnover by Frankfurt, Panthers get it back up three, 5:08 left here in the first. Here is Owen Dieters. Angles left across the timeline. Left wing pass, it goes to Haverkamp. Up top to Wells, right side to Flinty. Puts it on the dribble, wants to go all the way to the rim. Layup, out, no good. And a rebound for Frankfurt. Cornelison has it, wants to work it up the floor quickly. Now resets here in the half court. Here's Hardwick, left side. Now wants to curl around the arc to the free throw line. Kicks it up top to Ebert, who has checked into the game, a freshman. Here's another deep three left side that's short, and the rebound tipped into the hands of Jaden Wells and hands it off to Flinty near sideline, a burst of speed. Works it all the way into the right corner. Now bouncing it inside to Avery Dieters on the block. Works inside, shot up, but a travel is called. Second turnover by Centralia, gives it back to Frankfurt. Tatum Kramer, a freshman, into the game for the Panthers, taking the spot of Jaden Wells. 4:25 left here in the first. It's a 6-3 Centralia lead. 3 points apiece by Owen Dieters and Abby Flinty. 3 points for Frankfurt on a three ball from Kayla Cornelison. Here is Hardwick working towards the right corner. Now spins back inside and draws the foul. We'll shoot two. The sophomore Emma Hardwick. The third team foul against Centralia. This one on Haverkamp, her first. So Emma Hardwick will shoot two free throws. And the first free throw is good. First point tonight for Hardwick. Makes it 6-4, Centralia. 4:12 left here in the first. Second free throw short. Rebound Owen Dieters. So a 1-for-2 trip there by Hardwick. Panthers lead it by 2 with the ball. They go inside. It's Avery on the block. Shot up no good. Battle for the rebound underneath and finally shuffled away and picked up by Hardwick for Frankfurt. A chance to tie or take the lead over halfway in to this first quarter. It's a 6-4 Centralia lead. Deflected into the backcourt. Third turnover as Flinty comes away with a steal. Goes coast to coast. Has it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Good defense in transition by Frankfurt. And that's going to be a turnover against Flinty. Fans wanted a foul. No call. Instead, it's whacked out of bounds and Frankfurt gets it back. 6-4 Centralia, under 3.5 minutes to go. Here is another deflected pass out of bounds off the knee of Cornelison, and it goes back to Centralia. And we get a whistle and a 30-second timeout by Frankfurt. At 3:34 left here in the first, it is a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it right here with the Panthers leading by 2, 6-4. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. No scores yet. We'll get them as we chug along here tonight, but the rest of the TBL schedule has Onega at home against Blue Valley. Axel at Valley Heights, Donovan West, they're off to Clifton Clyde. Troy is at home against Lynn, and then Washington County, they are at Wetmore. Hanover is in a non-league game tonight at home against Republic County. The Holton and Sabetha channels will have Holton at Sabetha, Big 7 league action there. Horton at Valley Falls, you can hear on 103.9 KNZA. Care 93.7, our sister station, has JCN, Jefferson County North, at Moore Hill. So a lot of great action across our great landscape of airways here tonight. Of course, again, it all is recapped by the high school scoreboard show on Kansas Land Radio. Here's Haverkamp, a deep three, short, and a rebound for Frankfurt, collected there by Hardwick. Still 6-4 Centralia, coming up on 3 minutes left here in the first. Here is Hardwick on the wing. Had it knocked away into the backcourt. Able to get it back. Now off to Everton. Right back it goes to Hardwick. Hardwick works around the arc. Hands it off. And now a step back three by Gross. Is too strong. And a rebound inside by Avery Dieters. Works it up the floor. Near side to Owen. Top of the key. Now works left. Kicks it into the corner with Haverkamp. She wants to curl inside. Now Flinty up top. They'll reset. Under 2:40 left here in the first, 6-4 Centralia. Working with the basketball here in the half court. Kramer swings one, Flinty, left wing. Now up top to Avery Dieters, back to Kramer, high right. Comes back here on the wing now to Owen Dieters. Nothing there on the Kramer cut. Owen works inside to the block, kicks it back out to Flinty. She'll fire a deep three. This one off the back 10, no good. Battle for the rebound collected by Frankfurt and Lexi Dollinghouse. Still 6-4 Centralia. Both offenses have gone cold here in the last few minutes. Here's Gross, a baseline drive left. Kicks it back out to Dollinghouse on the wing. Now right side it goes, top of the key to Cornelison. Couple dribbles, now goes back right, and the deflected pass hits off the official, and that's a tough break there for Centralia. Should have had a steal. Good pass to Dollinghouse inside, and a layup is good. Gross with the find, and Dollinghouse with the finish. We're tied at 6 with 1:40 left here in the first. Owen, a quick pass inside to her sister Avery. Now a kick back right wing three by Abby. Flinty is nothing but net. 2 threes and 6 points here in the first for Abby Flinty. 9-6 Centralia by a tray with under 90 seconds left here in the first. Here's Hardwick, hands it off to Cornelison. Wants to hand it off quickly to Everett, top of the key, and hands it off to Gross. A little three-man weave action, top of the key. This is Gross working towards the right corner, picks it up on the wing, now bouncing it to Dollinghouse, who has it kicked off into the backcourt. But Gross able to get it back on the right wing for three, and she buries it. Hattie Gross from downtown. And we're tied at 9 with under a minute left here in the first. Both teams back and forth here in the first. Tied at 9, couple of lead changes. Under 50 seconds left, it's Avery Dieters inside, left block, spin, shot up, and it finally falls through. Avery Dieters has her first basket, and a pass deflected out of bounds by Haverkamp, as Jaden Wells will check in for Avery Dieters. We're Back and forth once again with 41 seconds left here in the first. Centralia leading 11-9. Dollinghouse trying to throw it in and bounces it into Cornelison, who had it knocked away by Kramer, but able to get it back. 34 seconds in counting, first quarter. Here's Ebert, a baseline drive, and a blocking foul, and it's going to be an and-one for Braylee Ebert. Ties it at 11 with 29 seconds left. Lindsay picks up the foul, her first. And so Ebert will try to Gibson or Frankfurt the lead here with a three-point play, and she is able to knock it down. So Ebert makes it 12-11, Frankfurt. Final 25 seconds left here in the first. Kramer right side pass to Flinty. Has a couple of threes here in the first quarter. Wants to go baseline, now works it back towards the top of the key. Haverkamp left side, now down to 12 seconds. Kramer right side to Flinty. Under 10 seconds, down to 8. Flinty wants to drive over the top pass to Owen on the block. 5 seconds to work. Spins through a double, puts up a tough shot, and it's good. And that's going to end the quarter. So a big bucket to give Centralia the lead at 13-12. So back and forth affair between these two good teams and the TVL after one quarter. Centralia, they 13-12 lead at home against Frankfurt. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the second quarter, back and forth affair through 8 minutes, 13-12 Centralia. Frankfurt trying to work here inside, shot no good, rebound Abby Flinty, that one missed there by Dollinghouse. So 20 seconds into this second quarter, Panthers their first possession of the quarter. It's Avery Dieters under the bucket, now Haverkamp, a left corner three, short. And a rebound chased into the corner. Out of bounds it goes. And last touch by Frankfurt, so Centralia keeps. 13-12, 30 seconds into the second quarter. Abby Flinty, couple of threes, leading Centralia with 6 points. Owen Dieters with 5, Avery Dieters with 2. Here's Owen Dieters up top, Flinty right side on the wing. Now it's Avery at the free throw line, facing the bucket, now backing down to the right wing. Floats one, no good. And a rebound brought down by Cornelison there for Frankfurt. A chance to take the lead, down one, 13-12, early portion second quarter. Here's Hardwick in the corner, curls, right side pass to Gross on the wing. Nearly had it knocked away by Flinty. Now works left elbow, bouncing it to Cornelison in the left corner. Wants a screen, gets to the free throw line. Now to Hardwick in the right corner. She curls towards the top of the key, left her feet, left corner pass to Gross. Baseline drive, cut off quickly. Gets it right back in the corner. Gets a screen from Dollinghouse. Here's a pull-up just inside the right elbow. That one is good by Hattie Gross. Good possession there for Frankfurt to take the lead. 14-13. Gross now with 5. Played 90 seconds into the second quarter. There's Flinty left side. Gets to the free throw line. Stops there. Left elbow. Left wing pass. It goes to Haverkamp. High left now to Flinty. Holds it waist high. Now Wells on the right wing. Hands it right back to Flinty right there. Now Haverkamp looking for Owen Dieters left side. Gets it to her on the wing. Now a long deep pass. Right side. Abby Flinty will drive baseline. Missed the shot. And a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Frankfurt. They get this one on Dollinghouse, her first. And team foul number 3. So Frankfurt's with 3 team fouls. Centralia with 3 team fouls. Panthers with it. down one, 14-13, and then another pass deflected out of bounds. Panthers will keep it side out. 13-12, Centralia had the lead after one, and just one basket here in the second quarter by Frankfurt. They lead it 14-13. We've played 2 minutes and 15 seconds in the second quarter. Here's Owens Eaters in the right corner. Baseline drive, cut off there, trying to swing it left corner to Haverkamp. Haverkamp curls in, puts up a shot, count it, and the foul. Haverkamp on the board and a chance at a three-point play. They get Dollinghouse with her second, team foul number four. Gives Centralia the lead at 15-14. As Haverkamp will try to tack on the third with the free throw. Haverkamp, the junior, over 10 points and 4 rebounds per game this year. She was one of our athletes of the week after the TBL tournament weekend, as she was monstrous in a couple of games to help Centralia win the TBL tournament. The free throw is good by Haverkamp. She's got 3 here in the first half. The lead is 2 for Centralia, 16-14. Got 5:35 until halftime. Taryn Parthamer has checked back in for Frankfurt. Also, Katie Keller, a 5'6 sophomore, is in as well. Now Centralia, some pressure in the full court defensively. Frankfurt does a good job with Gross. Gets an open look from 3, left it short, and out of bounds it goes. And back to Centralia. So the Panthers with a 2-point lead, 16-14. Trying to stay undefeated. They're 13-0. Valley Heights still undefeated in league play as well. Still a lot to be played out here in the TBL. Here's Avery. A pull-up from the right elbow is good by Avery Dieters, who now has 4, and that's the lead for Centralia at 18-14. Still showing some pressure. And finally, Hardwick able to get it into the front court. Nearly turns it over, but they set up Parthamer in the left corner for 3. Too strong, tipped in the air, and a rebound for Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters. Long pass up the floor, but it's intercepted. Good defense by Parthamer. 4 turnovers now by Centralia. 18-14, Panthers by 4. 4.5 minutes until halftime. Here's Hardwick, a straight on 3 in transition. No good, but an offensive rebound by Cornelison. So a second chance opportunity here for the Wildcats. It's Gross at the right elbow. Left side it goes to Hardwick. Gross inside. Turns. Bouncing it. Parthamer. Short corner shot. Left side is no good. And a battle for the rebound underneath. Picked up by Owen Dieters. Here's Avery up the floor. Wants to go all the way. Left her feet. Shot up awkwardly. Somehow trickles up over and in. 6 now for Avery Dieters. And gives Centralia their largest lead at 6 at 20-14. There's another deflected pass, and now 5 turnovers by Frankfurt. As Centralia wants to push. Kramer in the corner, inside to Avery Dieters. Good position, shot up, left it short, and tipped into the corner. Now tipped out onto the wing, and it's finally picked up by Abby Flinty. So another opportunity at this possession here for Centralia, leading by 6 at 20-14. Under 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's Owen Dieters, works it to the free throw line, steps in, kicks it to Kramer. 17-foot-2 is in from the left baseline. Timeout Centralia. Nicely done there by Kramer. And it's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 3:19 until halftime. Centralia's lead is 8, 22-14. We're back in a moment here on KMZA.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control. to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia, a 9-2 run here in the second quarter, expanding their lead to 22-14 over Frankfurt. A little bit over 3 minutes left until halftime. Out of the timeout, Frankfurt with the basketball with their largest deficit so far in the ball game at 8. Here's a short shot inside that's no good. Missed there by Keller, and a rebound for Haverkamp. Wants to push the tempo for Centralia. Bouncing it to Flinty inside, deflected, and a steal. Good defense there by Frankfurt to get it back. Hardwick works it up the floor from right to left, near side, on the wing. It goes to Gross. Turns down a three, now works it inside. And now they reverse the basketball. Cornelison on the right wing. Open look inside. Beautiful feed. Miscommunication on defense. And Gross now with 7. And a big bucket for Frankfurt as the Centralia lead is cut to 22-16 at under 2.5 minutes left here in the second. Here's Avery Dieters in the right corner. Has the dribble. Hesitates going baseline. Now on the wing it goes to Haverkamp. Bounces it to Flinty. She's at the top of the key. Now works it inside all the way. Layup no good. And a rebound for Keller for Frankfurt. And another opportunity to chip away. Down 6. Coming up on 2 minutes left until halftime. It's Hardwick on the wing. The 2-3 zone right now. There's a deflected pass. And able to keep it alive. Hardwick has it. Now Gross, left corner. Back to Hardwick, back to Gross. And now she'll fire a deep three, short. And a rebound underneath for Centralia by Owen Dieters. 1:42, clock moving first quarter. Here's Owen Dieters, a shot inside, and she's fouled and will shoot 2. The foul's on Hattie Gross, that's her first. Team foul number 5, so this is going to send Owen Dieters to the line to shoot 2. 5 points and 4 rebounds here in the first half. The lead is 6 for Centralia, and she's out on the first. No good. Tana Stowell is checked into the game for Frankfurt. Also, Dollinghouse back in the game. Jaden Wells back in for Centralia. Second free throw for Owen Dieters. Too strong, no good, and a rebound. Finally ripped away underneath by Hattie Gross. So an opportunity missed there by Owen Dieters, going 0 for 2 at the line. The lead is still 6 at 22-16. Under 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Got off to a earlier start than normal, which is never a bad thing. There's a lazy pass tipped into the backcourt, and Haverkamp's going to come away with a steal, now losing control and able to pick it up in the left corner. Now fires a 2, left it short, and a rebound underneath. It's going to be picked up by Dieters, and now a whistle and a jump ball inside. And the possession arrow will stay with Centralia with now 68 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Their lead is 22-16. Owen Dieters, high left pass on the wing to Haverkamp. Now up top to Flinty. Gets a ball screen from Wells. Wells pops out, nothing there. They reverse the basketball. Owen Dieters gets to the elbow. Spins to the block. Left-handed shot up, in and out, no good. And Avery able to get the rebound inside and draw the foul. Avery Dieters with another rebound. This one of the offensive variety. Draws the foul and will shoot 2. Hardwick picks up the fouler first, team 6. So Avery Dieters will shoot 2. She is a 72% foul shooter. Has 6 points and 4 rebounds here in the first half. First free throw out, no good. So a tough start at the free throw line. Just 2 for 6 in the first half for Centralia. We're down to 52 seconds here in the second quarter. Seconds by Avery Dieters is good. So 7 first-half points for Avery Dieters. The lead is 7, 23-16 for Centralia. Down to 45 seconds left here in the period. Here's Hattie Gross, left side on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Hardwick. Angles left and goes that way into the corner with Ebert. Now it's Gross back up top. See if they want to use the final 30 seconds and get the final shot. As Stowell had it knocked away, and a steal by Haverkamp. Now a chance for Centralia for the last shot. Here's Owen Dieters, wants to drive, left it short. And a rebound for Hattie Gross. So now with 15 seconds left, Frankfurt gets it back and a chance for the final shot, down 7. Here's Hardwick, left side on the wing. Clock down to 7. Pass tips to Gross. High right on the wing. 3 seconds. She fires a deep 3. It's an air ball. And then a battle for the rebound underneath. It rolls away, and that's going to be the end of the first half. So again, quick start to tonight's game, and a dominant second quarter by Centralia gives them a 23-16 halftime lead. Our halftime coverage, as always, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Centralia 23, Frankfurt 16. Halftime begins after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Girls game at the half, Centralia leading Frankfurt 23-16. Our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. As always, our halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman, home of the Panthers here in Centralia at Centralia High School. Of course, got our boys game to follow, but a quick moving first half in the girls game as back and forth, multiple lead changes in the first quarter. Centralia ultimately after the first 8 minutes led 13-12. They scored 9 of the first 11 in the second quarter, built that lead out, and outscored Frankfurt 10-4 in the second quarter to take this 7-point lead at halftime, 23-16. Avery Dieters leading the Panthers in the first half, 7 points and 4 rebounds. Abby Flinty knocked down a couple of triples. She has 6. Owen Dieters, 5 points and 4 rebounds. They also got 3 from Lena Haberkamp, and then 2 from Kramer off the bench as well. For the Wildcats, it's Hattie Gross with 7, leading the Wildcats again. Braylee Ebert has 3, also Kayla Cornelson has 3, 2 from Lexi Dollinghouse, and then Emma Hardwick has 1 point and a couple of rebounds. Both teams did a fairly good job in terms of limiting the turnovers. Frankfurt had 7, Centralia had 5, Centralia out-rebounding Frankfurt 12-9. Centralia struggled a little bit at the free throw line, hitting 3 of 7 from the charity stripe. Wildcats had 3 attempts at the line and were able to knock down 2 of them. Get our score at the half in the girls' contest. It's Centralia 23, Frankfurt 16. More halftime after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, welcome back. Again, halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon Sabb and Kirk Hillman with you. Girls game through 16 minutes. Centralia's trying to stay undefeated. They lead Frankfurt 23-16. In the other games across our airwaves here in Northeast Kansas, you have our other half of Kansaland Radio, 103.9, has a Northeast Kansas League matchup tonight with Valley Falls playing host to Horton. Sister station, Care 93.7, that's Jefferson County North at Moore Hill Mounts Academy. And it's actually the Holton-Sabetha matchup. So both the Holton and Sabetha channels taken by Holton at Sabetha this evening, a clash in the Big 7. And then after all the action tonight, again, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Of course, we'll have our boys game to follow. These two teams, Centralia and Frankfurt, again on the boys side, two teams going in different directions. These two met in the semifinals of the TVL tournament. Centralia won that matchup 52-43 and would go on to win the TVL tournament. But since then, Centralia may have lost 3 straight since winning the TVL tournament. And Frankfurt, since the loss in the semifinals, have won 4 straight. Frankfurt at 11-4, Centralia trying to get back on the winning track, coming in at 8-5, heading into this matchup tonight. So the Wildcats are going to have plenty of motivation after coming off a loss to Centralia in the semifinals of the TVL tournament just a couple of weeks ago. Again, our girls' game at halftime, 23-16, Centralia. A final 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights. The right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, right back to it here on KMZA. Girls game, start of the second half. Centralia leading Frankfurt as the Wildcats missing their first possession here of the second half, and a rebound for Centralia. They're off the other way, going from right to left here in the second half. They go inside. Avery Dieters underneath to Haverkamp, a left corner triple, buried. Good start. Lena Haverkamp from downtown. She's got six. Largest lead of the game so far at 10 for Centralia, 26-16. Left side, it goes to Parthamer. They reverse the basketball. Right side to Hardwick on the wing. Holding it high, now skips it to Cornelison on the wing left side. Now bouncing towards the top of the key. Left side pass, it goes to Parthamer. Now Gross at the top of the key, who had 7 first half points to lead Frankfurt. Gross back at the top of the key. Panthers right now. Man-to-man defense here as we've played a minute into the third quarter. A 26-16 Centralia lead. Here's Gross, top of the key. Gets to the right elbow, turns, kicks. Hardwick, a deep triple. That is too strong. Battle for the rebound underneath, collected by Dieters. That is Owen Dieters, nabbing her fifth rebound. Works it up far sideline. Now Flinty, top of the key to Avery. Swings it left side to Haverkamp. Now Owen Dieters fakes, gets to the elbow, hesitates, gets inside. Shot partially blocked by Gross. Good defense by Gross inside. Here comes Frankfurt back the other way, down 10. Here's Cornelison into the corner. A right corner three is no good, but an offensive rebound and stick back try is no good by Parthamer. And now a rebound for Haverkamp, and she wants to push it far sideline. Dives all the way into the deep corner, gets out of it. Wells, top of the key, left side to Owen Dieters. Now Haverkamp, top of the key, drives, kicks right to Flinty in the corner. Now it's Wells at the right elbow, fires for two, left it short. Rebound Avery Dieters, get another opportunity inside. Her shot up is no good, gets the miss, no good. Gets another opportunity and is finally fouled and hits the floor. Back-to-back offensive rebounds for Avery Dieters. She's finally fouled by Lexi Dollinghouse, who now has 3. And Avery Dieters will go ahead and shoot 2 with 7 points and now 7 rebounds at 5:51 left here in the third. First free throw up and no good. Centralia again struggled at the line. They're now 3 of 8 at the free throw line after that miss. They have a 10-point lead at 26-16. Trying to make it 11. And Avery Dieters goes 1 for 2. She's got 8. And it's 27-16. Building on the largest lead of the game so far for the Panthers. Here's Hardwick. Hands it off to Cornelison at the top of the key. Then hands it off to Parthamer. Kicks it right side. Hardwick, a nice ball fake. Gets inside. Drives. Layup. No good. And a rebound for Avery Dieters inside, who already has 4 rebounds here in the third quarter. And they were trying to get it up in transition. And Wells got it. And it's going to be called for a travel. So turnover now. Number at 6 for the Panthers. And Frankfurt gets it back. down here on the road, 27-16 with 5:20 left here in the third. Cornelison hands it off to Parthamer and then lost it at the free throw line, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Wells. And it will be Jaden Wells who picks up her first. And it's the first foul on Centralia here in the second half. So far sideline, it's Hardwick to throw it in, bouncing it near side corner to Parthamer. Bouncing it on the wing back to Hardwick, nearly lost it between her feet, but picked it back up. Now Cornelison on the right wing, curls to the top of the key, now passing left corner. Here's a three on the way that's short, and a rebound for Owen Dieters. Here's Owen up the floor herself, left side pass into the corner, it goes to Haverkamp, who had it kicked inside, no call, but Flinty now gathers on the right wing. Gets all the way underneath the bucket, nearly got away with a travel, but Wells gets off a long two, and it's nothing but net. First bucket for Jaden Wells. All five starters have now scored. A 13-point Centralia lead at 29-16. Here is Hardwick into the corner to Parthamer. A whistle and a reach-in foul on Abby Flinty. That'll be her second, team second. As Tatum Kramer, the freshman, will check in for Wells. Centralia led by one at the end of one, but since then have controlled the pace and right now tied with their largest lead of the game at 13. There's a whistle and a foul on the inbounds pass as they will get Owen Dieters with her first and team foul number three. Clock stopped at 4:20 left here in the third. In Centralia 29, Frankfurt 16. Centralia undefeated in the number two ranked team in 1A D1. The only team in front of them at the top of the rankings this week is Hodgman County. Here's Cornelison, a pull-up J from the free throw line. That one is no good, and then finally tipped into the corner and picked up by Owen Dieters. Far sideline up the floor herself. Stops on the right corner, top of the key to Flinty. Left side on the wing to Kramer, who goes into the corner, left side with Haverkamp. Now the reverse it. Right side on the wing to Flinty. Frankfurt sitting in a dug-in 2-3 zone inside the three-point line, keeping everything bottled up inside the paint. Here's Haverkamp, right side to Flinty. So we're coming up on 3.5 minutes left here in the third. Here's Kramer, likes that mid-range two from the short corners, turns one down there. Now Avery Dieters inside, turns on the block, shot up no good, gets her own rebound and a foul on the floor. It's Parthamer who picks up her third. Well, the rebound numbers really starting to pile up for both Avery and Owen Dieters. Here's Avery top of the key and had it knocked away. Good defense, and Hardwick comes away with a steal. She wants to go coast to coast, and Flinty's going to be called for the foul. And two free throws are coming up here for Hardwick. So Flinty now has three. Team foul number four. Emma Hardwick will shoot two. Emma Hardwick, 1-for-2 at the line tonight. Her only point, has a couple of rebounds. The 5'6 sophomore guard. Clock down to 3:15 left. Here in the third, Hardwick sinks the first free throw. Jaden Wells will check back in for Flinty again, who has to go out with three fouls. Hardwick now 2-of-3 at the line, make it 3-for-4. She goes 2-for-2 here. She has 3 points in the game, and it's 29-18 as Centralia finally gets someone to throw it in, and that's Avery Dieters, who runs back and gets it off into Haverkamp. She has it high left. Now Kramer high right. Working towards the right corner. Stops on the wing. Goes to Avery inside on the wing. Turning on Hardwick. Spins. Finds Owen on a cut. Looking for Wells inside. Deflected. And a steal by Dollinghouse. Another turnover by Centralia. So under 3 minutes left here in the third. A 29-18 Centralia lead. Frankfurt trying to claw back. And it's been a struggle a little bit offensively since the first quarter. They have just 6 points since the first quarter. Here's Gross bouncing it to Hardwick. Works it inside. Now a left side pass to Barthimer for three. That's no good. And a whistle and a foul underneath on the rebound attempt. It's going against Centralia. Owen Dieter's picking up her second team foul, number five. Katie Keller returns into the game for Frankfurt. As Hardwick throws it in over the top into the backcourt to Cornelison. Hands it off to Gross. Wants to work to the right block. Fades away. Shot up and good. Hattie Gross, a little bit of extra touch on the right baseline. And she's got nine, and the lead is nine now for Centralia at 29-20. Here's Kramer. Baseline right, stops there, and she steps on the out-of-bounds line and turns it over. So Frankfurt gets it back. Bradley Everett checking back in, replacing Dollinghouse. A 29-20 Centralia lead at just over 2 minutes left here in the third. This is Cornelison across the timeline, who made the first shot of the game for Frankfurt, a three in the first quarter, and has not scored since. And there's a double dribble that's going to be called against Emma Hardwick, and a turnover by Frankfurt. And the Panthers get it back, leading by nine at 29-20, late third. Under 2 minutes to go here in the period. Owen Dieter's right side, or now left side, pass to Kramer on the wing. Owen cuts through, nothing there, skips it right side to Haverkamp, who's called for a travel. Centralia had five turnovers as a team in the first half. They have five turnovers here in the third quarter for 10 in the game. Certainly limiting possessions. Cornelison across the timeline, guarded by Kramer, hands it off to Gross in the right corner, gets a screen, curls to the wing. That goes back to Cornelison in the right corner. Comes out of the corner, now bouncing it back to Gross in the corner. Baseline drive, gets to the block. Pass left side to Everett, kicked into the corner. Hardwick, left baseline to Everett inside, shot up and good. Or correction, that was Katie Keller, who got the bucket. Her first basket makes it 29-22. Frankfurt's chipping away late here in the third. Come up on the final minute. Haverkamp left side, bouncing it up top to Owen Dieters, between the rings out high. Dives towards the elbow, kicks it left side. Now gets it right back. Top of the key, now angles right, comes back near side to Haverkamp, who goes to Kramer in the corner. Wells on the block. Turns, fires, no good. Rebound inside, and a couple bodies hit the floor. It's going to be Dieters and Gross, as Avery Dieters is going to get tied up, and the Panthers keep it. With 45 seconds left here in the third, leading 29-22. Owen Dieters to throw it in, over the top to Kramer on the right wing. Back to Owen in the right corner. Curls back to the wing, now the elbow, kicks it up top to Haverkamp. Couple left-handed dribbles, waist high, comes back, hands it to Owen Dieters, who wants to go left baseline. Underneath the bucket, difficult shot, no good, but a foul is called, and she'll shoot two. With 30 seconds left here in the quarter. They get Hardwick with her second foul. And Owen Dieters now will shoot two. She struggled at the line, just 1 for 4 so far. But buries that first one, and now she's got 6 in the ball game, go along with 7 rebounds. 30-22 Centralia. Now 31-22. As Owen Dieters makes both, she's got 7. So a 9-point Centralia lead with 25 seconds to go here in the third. Here is Parthamer at the free throw line. Stop and pop from 10 is good. Taryn Parthamer, her first basket. Now all 5 starters have scored for Frankfurt. 31-24, 8 seconds to go. Jaden Wells inside, shot up no good. Rebound for Frankfurt. Parthamer now 3 seconds. Gets it up to Hardwick, has a chance, and a shot blocked from long distance at the end of the quarter. And we head to the final 8 minutes. Centralia trying to stay undefeated. They lead Frankfurt by 7 at 31-24. Fourth quarter coming up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, fourth and final quarter. Centralia trying to hold off Frankfurt. 31-24, the Panthers lead. And 7 seconds in, we get a Panthers foul. And it's Abby Flinty who had to sit a little bit, final couple minutes of the third with three fouls, comes right back in to start the fourth and picks up her fourth foul. So Flinty has to come out real quick, just 7 seconds into the fourth quarter. Kramer checks in for her. Here's Gross at the elbow, stops, kicks it right. Parthamer along two, it's no good. And battle for the rebound underneath is brought in by Gross. Her shot is up and good with the right hand. Hattie Gross having a great game for Frankfurt now with 11 points. And the lead is down to 5 for Centralia, 31-26. It's a Frankfurt team that's won 4 of their last 5 and 5 of their last 7. Here's Kramer, baseline drive, good kick to Wells, shot up, trickles off, no good. Another offensive rebound for Avery Dieter, she's back up again, a couple of no calls, and then another missed free throw inside, or another layup missed inside, and Frankfurt's going to come away with it. What a sequence there, and now a whistle and a timeout, as Centralia had about 3 or 4 different opportunities right at the rim, and a full timeout called by Frankfurt will follow suit. 7:09 left in the game. 31-26. Centralia's lead is 5. We're back in a moment here on KMZA.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
So out of the timeout, Frankfurt with the basketball, trailing by 5 early on here in the fourth quarter, 31-26. They have just been chipping away. Here's Cornelison for 3, left it short, and a rebound chased out into the backcourt by Parthamer. And now Parthamer had it tipped away and a steal by Centralia. Here's Owen Dieter's right side on the wing. Panthers offense has gone quiet here in the last few minutes, going back to the third quarter. Under 6.5 minutes left in this one. Panthers trying to stay undefeated and atop the TBL standings. Here's Avery Dieters inside. Good cut to her sister. Owen, and the layup is good. And now Roger Holthaus wants a timeout. It is a 30-second timeout. Again, we'll keep it right here. So a big bucket there by the Panthers, getting it back up to 7 at 33-26. 6:15 left in the game. We got some other scores as games are now rocking and rolling. Some girls games. Halftime in the Big 7. Jeff West leading at Hiawatha 16-13. Sabetha and Holton, a 9-5 halftime lead for Sabetha. And the game on 103.9, Horton and Valley Falls. Horton a 9-8 lead at the end of the first quarter. So a couple of scores. Again, we kind of got out in front of start times tonight and got a little bit ahead of schedule as we're into the fourth quarter. 6:10 to go. 33-26, Centralia by 7. Frankfurt with the ball out of the timeout. Here is Parthamer. Gets to the elbow and lost it there, and now gets it to Gross, left corner, who drives baseline, gets underneath, stopped in a double. They reverse the basketball to Hardwick on the wing. Curling here to the near side, now kicks it back left corner to Parthamer for 3. That is too strong, and a rebound for Kramer. Gets it up to Owen Dieters. In between the rings out high, they'll slow it down with a 7-point lead. Coming up on 5.5 minutes left here in the ballgame. Avery, right side pass to Owen for 3. Got it. Owen Dieters from downtown. She's in double figures now with 12. And they're going to say Frankfurt stepped over the baseline on the inbounds pass, and they're going to turn it over. So just like that, a 3 to get it back to 10, and now a turnover. We'll give it back to the Panthers. So heavy momentum swing, especially if the Panthers can get a bucket here. Avery inside the free throw line. Puts up a shot, and it's good. Avery Dieters now with 10, and as a 5-point swing there. It's now 38-26. The lead is 12. As we're just a touch over 5 minutes left in the game. Here's Hardwick inside, a drive from the left wing, and free throws coming her way as the foul's going to be picked up by the Panthers and Haverkamp, who picks up that one, her second, team foul number 7. So Emma Hardwick, who's 3 of 4 at the line, will get two more, and the first one's in and out, no good. Down 12 with just over 5 minutes left. You need these when you can get them. So that makes Hardwick now 3 of 5 at the line. She'll fire her second. That one is good. All 4 of her points tonight via the charity stripe. 38-27 Centralia. Just past 5 minutes left here in the ball game. The lone matchup scheduled between these two in the regular season. Frankfurt won the meeting last year. Centralia, of course, undefeated. Trying to hang on. Here's Wells, a right corner jump shot that rattles in from the wing. And it's a long 2. Timeout by Roger Holthaus. And the lead is 13, tied for the largest lead, and it is a 30, or correction, it's a full, so we'll follow suit. We'll step aside for a quick 30, 4:36 left in the ballgame, Centralia leading 40-27. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Got 4:36 left in this ball game, Centralia. Trying to stay unbeaten. They lead Frankfurt 40-27. So a 13-point advantage with just over 4.5 minutes left in the ballgame. Both these teams scored 8 points in the third. It was a 7-point Centralia lead going into the fourth, and they have matched their largest lead at 13. As we got 4.5 minutes left, Frankfurt's out of the timeout with the ball. Here's Tana Stowell, or correction, that is Hardwick, who puts up a floater in the lane, left it short. Gross an offensive rebound, and then a whistle and a foul. We'll put Hattie Gross to the line for a 1-1. Tatum Kramer picks up her first. And again, free throw opportunities. First opportunities here for Hattie Gross. Has led the charge for Frankfurt, 11 points, 5 rebounds, and she knocks in the free throw to get the bonus. So 12 points tonight for the 5'9 sophomore, makes it 40-28 with 4:20 to go. Second is up and good as well. So 13 for Gross. Makes it an 11-point Centralia lead at 40-29. As again, not quite to the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. So Centralia certainly in no hurry with an 11-point lead, and now just past 4 minutes to go. As Flinty in with four fouls, gets it to Haverkamp. Now top of the key it goes to Avery Dieters, back to her sister Owen. Wants to step back on the right wing. Instead, Haverkamp in between the rings out high. Wasting some good possession here. Wasting some time with that 11-point lead. Owen Dieters on the wing, left side, splits two, gets to the block, tries to shuffle one into Flinty, but able to get it back. Gets inside, shot up no good, bodies hit the floor, and Abby Flinty will shoot two free throws. So again, they take off close to a minute on that possession, as Hattie Gross will pick up the foul, and Abby Flinty will shoot two free throws. That's a good possession with an 11-point lead here in the fourth. You take up a near minute. Again, that's why I still am one in favor of adding a shot clock to this level, but if that ever happens, we will see. First free throw good by Flinty. She's got 7 in the ball game. Lead back to 12, 41-29. And the second free throw is good, but they're going to wave it off as Avery Dieters jumped the gun and trying to get an advantage on a possible miss. So a 1-for-2 stint there by Flinty makes it 41-29 with under 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Gross, works it quickly inside, shot up, and dances on the rim and falls through. 15 for Hattie Gross, keeping Frankfurt alive, a 10-point game, 41-31. Here's Haverkamp, open for a left corner triple. This one not there, but a backside rebound by Flinty keeps it alive, and they'll reset up top with Haverkamp. Now under 3 minutes to go. 10-point Centralia lead, 41-31. Avery Dieters bouncing it high right to Haverkamp. Man-to-man defense for the Wildcats right now. Not diving too heavy on the ball pressure. Now Avery tries to split a couple defenders and then gets knocked down inside, and then they're going to call a jump ball. The possession arrow keeps it with Centralia with 2:40 to go. As Taryn Parthamer checks back in for the Wildcats, taking the spot of Edwards. So 2:40 to go. Panthers with it and a 10-point lead, 41-31. So when Dieters looking to throw it in, does so over the top to Kramer. Backs it out, bouncing it right side to Haverkamp. Now Owen Dieters up top. Panthers trying to go to 14-0. Now a drive by Owen Dieters and lost it off for O'Nee and out of bounds, and they're going to say that's a turnover. As Centralia gives it back to Frankfurt at 2:29 left. And a 10-point lead once again at 41-31. So Frankfurt's an opportunity, but needing some points. Frankfurt, they've been so good defensively all season. The offensive end is where they've struggled at times. And their defense has done more than enough to keep them in this game, but they've gone through some cold stretches. Hattie Gross gets a look inside, but left it too strong. And a rebound for Kramer, though. So there's a big missed opportunity there by Gross, who's had a big night with 15 points. And left one a little bit long inside, and now with 2 minutes to go, Centralia controlling the possession here with the 10-point lead at 41-31. Roger Holthaus, Centralia head coach, just kind of directing traffic, saying, hey, let's slow it up. They're not putting any pressure on you. Let's chip away at this time here. As it's Avery Dieters, about 3 feet in front of the midcourt stripe, now works it to the right wing, hands it off to Flinty there. Now Avery on a cut wide open, and her shot is blocked from behind. But it's out of bounds. It stays with Centralia, down to 1:34 left in the game. Braylee Edwards and Lexi Dollinghouse is going to come into the game for Frankfurt. And they still got to get one player off the floor. Stowell leaves, and down to a minute 34 left in the game. You got to start going for steals if you're Frankfurt. And Dieters finally floats one in, almost got the 5 count. Here's Haverkamp up top. Now 90 seconds to go. Centralia with it up 10. Haverkamp a drive, and she'll take it all the way and draws the foul and shoot, and will shoot two with 1:27 left. The foul is on Hardwick, her third. Team foul number 5. So Haverkamp to shoot two. 6 points tonight, three rebounds. She's 1-for-1 at the line, averaging over 10 points and four rebounds a game this season. And calm, cool, collected. She delivers on the first and now has seven. And the lead is 11 at 42-31. So a couple of times here in the second half, Frankfurt had chipped away and gotten it to within 5 and 6. Second one is no good, but an offensive rebound by Avery Dieters between three red jerseys and keeps the possession and draws the foul on Hardwick, who now has four. Until we get to the rebound numbers at the end of this one, Avery just piling them on in this one tonight. We got 1:23 left in the game. It's an 11-point Centralia lead. They have the ball. Avery inside. Too easy for two, and that could be what they call icing on the cake, as the lead is now 13 with a minute 15 to go. 44-31. Gross left side to Hardwick. Wants to go baseline. Pulls up from 15. Air ball. Backside rebound, and it trickles out of bounds, and it will go back to Centralia. As Jaden Wells will check in for Kramer. And Stowell back in for Frankfurt. So 64 seconds left in this game. Centralia in a good spot, leading 44-31. As now Frankfurt will show pressure in the full court. Avery Dieters to throw it in. And we'll dump it into Haverkamp near side. Now they kind of back off, and now under a minute to go. Now Owen Dieters up top, guarded heavily by Gross, and there's the whistle, there's the foul. Team foul number 7, so a 1-1 coming up for Owen Dieters. As Gross picks up her third foul. Now Hattie Gross had a big night for Frankfurt, but just the production elsewhere not to be desired, and Owen Dieters is perfect on the first free throw. So she'll get the bonus. She was 1-for-4 at the line in the first half. She's 3-for-3 at the line here in the second half. Now make it 4-for-4. And the lead is 15, largest lead of the game with 50 seconds to go at 46-31. Another big fourth quarter for the Panthers. Cornelison a deep three, no good. Battle for the rebound, ripped away by Haverkamp, and then it's taken away, and now a whistle and a foul. Not sure who this is on. I think they're going to get this on Centralia. Is it on Haverkamp? No, they get it on Flinty, who's fouled out of the game. And Roger Holthouse going, what'd she do? And certainly doesn't like the call. Flinty with a smile checks out. Again, just 39 seconds left. Centralia is going to win this game. They lead it by 15. Stowell will shoot a 1-1, Tana Stowell, a 5'5 sophomore who's seen limited time tonight and gets on the board by knocking in the free throw. 46-32 with 39 seconds left in the game. Flinty fouls out with 7 points and 3 rebounds, another missed free throw, and another rebound by Avery Dieters. Here's Owen Dieters, guarded by Gross, and crossing her up in front of the midcourt stripe. Gets it into Wells inside, but she lost it in a turnover. Down to 20 seconds left in the game. Frankfurt with it, but down 14. Here's Stillwell in the right corner. Now Gross at the free throw line, turns, fires up a shot, hits off the rim, no good. Rebound for Kramer, final 8 seconds left in this one, and now a steal and a this shot at the baseline is no good, and Haverkamp collects, and the final seconds run it off, and that's going to do it. As Centralia stays undefeated and wins it against the very gritty Frankfurt team, 46-32. Postgame is next after a timeout brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. 46-32, the girls' final. Centralia stays unbeaten. Our postgame is next here on Kansaland Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Happy Monday, Joe Friday. Tell
Quinn, tell Quinn, tell Quinn.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Our first game is in the books, and Centralia wins it 46-32 over the Frankfort Wildcats, and the Panthers staying undefeated as they move to 14-0. Now, perfect still, of course, in the TBL, the number two ranked team in Class 1A Division 1, and certainly had their struggles early, but a dominant second half and pulling away for the 14-point win over Frankfurt. And Frankfurt with the loss, dropping to now 9-6 on the year and a 2-5 in TVL play. Let's get through the final numbers in this one as we are between games here tonight. And let's start with Centralia. This was a 13-12 game at the end of the first quarter, but Centralia's defense holding Frankfurt to just 4 second quarter points. They led it 23-16 at halftime. Both teams would score 8 in the third, 31-24 at that point, but a big fourth by Centralia, outscoring Frankfurt 15-8 to win it, again, 46-32. And once again, staying undefeated, moving to 14-0. Two in double figures, and it's Avery and Owen Dieters. Owen led the way, 14 points and 7 rebounds, but Avery Dieters had 12 points to go along with 14 rebounds. She had 8 of those, 10 of those 14 rebounds came in the second half. 7 apiece by Lena Haberkamp and Abby Flinty. They also got 4 from Jaden Wells and then 2 off the bench from Tatum Kramer. For Frankfurt, again, who now drops to 9-6, Hattie Gross had a very good game for the Wildcats with 15 points and 5 rebounds, but just couldn't get much help elsewhere as it was pretty scattered. 4 points by Emma Hardwick. They had 3 apiece from Kayla Cornelison and Braylee Eberts, and then they had 2 apiece by Taryn Parthamer, Lexi Dollinghouse, and Katie Keller as well. Centralia, 12 turnovers in the game. Frankfurt with 10. Centralia was 10 of 17 at the free throw line. And 11 free throws shot by Frankfurt. They were pretty efficient, hitting 8 of 11 at the line. But the big difference was rebounding, as Centralia out-rebounded Frankfurt tonight 33-16, and they collected more of those rebounds, 21 of those rebounds in the second half, as they out-rebounded Frankfurt 21-7 in the second half in terms of rebounding. So that was certainly a big deal. And a big fourth quarter, 15-8 the advantage for Centralia, and really it never felt to be in doubt for the Panthers again tonight, winning it despite a couple of times in the second half. Frankfurt had clawed their way back. They got to within five a couple occasions in the third quarter, but that was as close as they would get. And down seven going into the fourth quarter. Big fourth quarter by Centralia again, outscoring Frankfurt 15-8 to get the win and moving to now 14-0 on the year. Frankfurt again with the loss. They are now 9-6. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. We're going to go with Avery Dieters tonight in this one, our player of the game. As we mentioned, a big fact was the rebounding numbers, particularly in the second half. 21-7 advantage for Centralia in rebounding in the second half. She had 10 of her 14 rebounds in the second half, a double-double, 12 points, 14 rebounds. Big night for Avery Dieters, and she is our player of the game. Again, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast, or at least the first half of our broadcast here tonight, as now we can transition into the boys contest. As once again, the girls final one more time, it was Centralia 46 and Frankfurt 32. Quick preview as we get you set for the boys contest. These are teams that are in different directions since they last played. These two teams met just a couple of weeks ago in the TDL tournament semifinals at Frankfurt. Centralia won that last meeting en route to winning the TVL tournament. But since the TVL tournament, Frankfurt, they have won four straight and six of their last seven. Centralia, after winning the TVL tournament and at that point had won eight straight games, they have lost three straight and sit at 8-5. And it's been that streaky kind of way for Centralia. They started the year 0-2. They won eight straight, including that TVL tournament title, but since then they have lost three straight and sit at 8-5, trying to get back on the winning track. And obviously a very hungry Frankfurt team who have won 6 of 7, four straight, and that one loss in that span to this Centralia team in the TVL tournament semifinals on their home floor just a couple of weeks ago. So should be a lot of fun in the boys contest as the Panthers check in at 8-5. The Wildcats are 11-4. And again, with 1-4 straight, six of their last seven. Panthers, after eight straight wins and a TBL tournament title victory, three straight losses heading into this one tonight. So we're going to send it back to the studios for about roughly 10 to 12-ish minutes. So hang with us as we're in between ball games here at Centralia High School, as we'll get you back to the studios, we'll get you caught up on a few things, and be back in about 10 to 12 minutes to get you set for the boys' game between Centralia and Frankfurt. Again, the girls' final, Centralia 46, Frankfurt 32, so hang with us. We'll send it back to the studios, and we're back in about 10 to 12 minutes for the boys' game, so keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.